In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, the Holy Church is celebrating the intermission of the Mother of God. For many, many years, the Mother of God wanted so much to be able to join again with her Son, her God, and our God. And she was praying, going to the Gethsemane in the mountain and praying her heart out for many, many years. But the Lord was keeping her here because she was needed so much by the disciples of the Lord. After the Lord has resurrected himself and went to the heavens, they were coming to see her, to get comfort from her many a times. And she was taken care of by Saint John. As you know, at the time of the crucifixion, the Lord pointed out to the young disciple Saint John, and he told to his mother, "This is thy son." And to the disciple, he turned and showed to the mother, pointed to with his probably with his eyes, and said, "This is your mother." And from that moment on, Saint John, he is also nicknamed as a apostle of love, he had actually taken care of her for all these years and staying in Jerusalem. Of course, at that time, they had so much animosity on the part of the Jewish hierarchy, and that they tried to, if they wanted to actually to destroy and to kill all the disciples and, of course, the Mother of God. But the Holy grace of God and the power of the Lord kept her safe all the time, and they could not do it. Just at the time as when the Lord was once taken to the top of the mountain to be thrown down because they wanted to kill him, he just walked by them because his time didn't come yet. And so by his power, he kept the Mother of God safe all the time. But she did want to so much to not only to be able to speak to the Lord and to be with him heart to heart, but she wanted to see him face to face. And so then one day when she prayed, and by the way, as she was praying and that mountain top, and then every time that she would kneel down, the trees would also bend all the way down to the ground. And when she would get up, they would get up. And they were doing this. And of course, Saint Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel will be coming her and visiting and comforting her. And this time, Saint Archangel Gabriel came to her and said that in 3 days, the Lord is going to come to take you to the kingdom of heaven. And she was rejoicing very much. She came home and to the apostle and told Saint John that this is what's going to happen. In 3 days, she is going to be going with her son to the kingdom of heaven with our God. And she prepared her room as beautiful as possible and put in lots of candles and the light lamps in there, and waited. She knew exactly she was told exactly the time when the Lord will come, and at the proper time when it was destined. And of course, by the way, the angel gave her a beautiful, beautiful like flower that's came from the heaven, and he told her to let that flower be carried before the procession for your burial. And of course, she came with that flower and gave it to the apostle. And she wanted to have the apostles there, but it's not possible in such a short time, in 3 days, to get them from, they were all over the world in different places. And so what she, of course, prayed about it, and of course, the Lord had done it very simply. He had the angels taking all the apostles from different parts of the world and brought her right to the house where the Theotokos was living with Saint John. And except for one apostle, it was Thomas. He didn't make it. He wasn't brought in. But there is a reason for it. And so then when the time came, there was a beautiful, well, first a rush like of a wind, and then there was a beautiful voices, beautiful choirs of the angels had come, and the building had opened up, and as if the roof came off, and came down the Lord himself. In person, he came surrounded with with prophets and angels and the whole heavenly dwellers, and they all came, and the Mother of God laid down on her bed, and the Lord called her and said, come to me, and she bowed down to him and leaned back, and as if she just fell asleep in a wonderful way. Not as people usually when they die, sometimes they have to die in the agony, even in fears and so on, but she had absolutely no fear and nothing except beautiful peace, and she knew that she was going to come into the arms of her son, and that's what she did. The soldiers departed from her body and went right into the hands of her son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and with the great rejoicing of all the archangels and angels and principalities and all the saints that came, and the apostles witnessed all those things, and the soul was taken up in heaven, and then the disciples, they took her body and made a big procession to go to the Gethsemane where her father and mother was buried, Joachim and Anna, and where Joseph was buried. She wanted to be also buried in the same place. And as they were taking there, the Jews found out about it, that there was a big procession going, and great honor and singing, because the angels were singing. They were escorting the body with the apostles, and there was a cloud overhead, and the beautiful voices of the angels that were singing in the procession. And so the hierarchy decided that they are going to destroy the procession and do as much damage as they could, and send soldiers there, and they send all kinds of people that were filled with hatred for Jesus Christ, and same also for his mother and for the disciples. But the angels, seeing that, they just put down the big the cloud, and it's covered the procession, and they couldn't see nothing, and the angels also took the sight away, and they become blind, and they couldn't, they were just going and hitting against each other and hitting against walls, and some of them even were perishing. And then when they all stopped persecuting, and because they were disarmed totally because of the being blindness, then the angels raised the cloud again, and continued to sing and have the procession. But one of the priests of the Old Testament, he came a little later, and he saw all this, and he saw the coffin of the Mother of God being taken, and he had rushed in with such a hatred, he was going to topple the Mother of God's place that she was laying as they were taking her like a coffin. And as soon as he touched the coffin, and his hands were cut off, the angel took and cut off his hands. Of course he cried out, and he fell into the ground, and started to ask for mercy, and pleaded that they would help him and restore his health. But St. Peter says, well, no, we cannot do that unless you acknowledge Christ as being the Savior. And he acknowledged Christ, and he didn't even said, actually, a big story that they knew, actually, that he was the Son of God. But because they did not want to lose their power, they didn't want to give it up, they wanted to destroy him. And he confessed that they knew also that he was resurrected, that he resurrected himself. And he knew all those things, and he did get converted. And once he got converted, the Mother of God, of course, healed those things. Peter had told him to put his hands next to the hands that were hanging, parts of the hands that were cut off, and they grafted together. Only a little line was left there in the remembrance of it, and he praised the Lord. And also many of the Jews that were filled with hatred before, after they were blinded, they saw the power of the Lord, and they got converted. And those who were converted, they all were healed by the disciples and through the Mother of God, because she didn't want anybody to perish. She wants everybody to save. She is truly our own mother. And then what happened is that when they brought her to the place, they put a large stone over her and went away. And then they went away. And then 3 days later comes the disciple, St. Thomas, and he comes. No, and he was so sad that he wasn't there for the funeral of the Mother of God. And to give him some consolation, they decided they go and they open up the cork and they take the rock off so they could at least venerate the body of the Mother of God. And when they did that, they opened up, they took off the big rock, and Mother of God's body was not there. There was only the linen clothes laid there, just like it was for the resurrection of the Lord. And they were, of course, astonished, and they in the end understood that the Mother of God, of course, was taken to the kingdom of heaven with her body also. She was resurrected like her son, and her body was not corrupted. And when usually they have the evening meals, and they had the evening meals, they put a little piece of bread, always in memory of Christ, and at the end of the meal, they would take the piece and divide it, and have each one of them would have a piece, as if from the memory of the Lord. And then they saw the Mother of God coming in the sky. They saw her with the angels and the powers of the Lord, and also the many saints and all glory. And she told them that she's going to be always with them, and she's going to continue to take care of them, even now more than she was able to do when she was here on earth. And this is what she does. She takes care of us. She takes care of us if we draw to her, if we show our love for her, a respect for her. And this is the holiday which we have today, which is very joyous. It was very joyous for her, for the Theotokos, and it should be very joyous for us, because she has adopted all of us, not only St. John, the apostle of love, but she adopted all of us, because we all, as you know, that when we say the communion prayers, we say that we came out of the womb of the mother, because we are partakers of the body and blood of our Lord. And so we are all part of her family, and she wants our salvation. And then when we get desperate, and when we feel that we don't have, because of our sinfulness, we don't have the access to our Lord, the Savior, we cry out to our Mother. And she is, as we know from the lives of saints, the worst kinds of sinners, she was able to get the Lord to have mercy on them and convert them. And that's what we have to do. We have to always ask for her help in our distresses, and make sure that we are able to be brought through her to her son, because she loves her son so much. Because, of course, as it says about her, that she loved her son, our Lord Jesus Christ, more than even the principalities and all the angels and all the archangels, that she has a greater love for her son than anybody in the world. And through her son, she loves us so much that she doesn't want any one of us to perish. So let never time come for you to have to be despaired of your salvation, or that you feel that you have so much transgressed the God's laws that he is not going to have mercy on you. Well, even when those things happen, cry out to the Mother of God. know that she is more than willing to be helping, to help and to plead with her son. And it's not possible for her son not to listen to her own mother because of the great love that he has and this love that he has for us. So be of good cheer. The Lord loves you, and the Mother of God loves you, and all the heavenly dwellers love you. All this for us to keep that in mind and to remember them and not to lose sight of them. The biggest problem we have is that we get so involved in this world and all the things of the world, we don't seem to have time to cry out to our Mother, who is the Queen of all the heavens and all the earth. And we don't seem to have time to remember our guardian angel, who is always by our side too. And this is what we have to correct. But we have to also remember that, there is no way that even the Mother of God is willing to listen to us if we are filled with pride. So we must learn to get rid of our pride. We must learn to start to become humble and work on it. We have to work on it. And may the Mother of God give us the strength and guide us so that we'll be able to do exactly that, so that we'll be able to have access to her and be able to rejoice with her and her Son and our God, Jesus Christ, for eternity. Amen.